Well, amen and amen. Reaching others for Christ. Reaching others for Christ. Let's say that together. Reaching others for Christ. God, by His Spirit, I believe, is looking to stir us up and motivate us afresh in the area of personal evangelism. Personal evangelism. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30 reminds us, that the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls. Amen?
Amen.
Simply put, I believe, and maybe you would agree with me, personal evangelism, catch this now, is the action steps of a believer. The action steps of a believer in sharing the gospel with another person who is not a believer, simply put. It's the uncompromising righteous efforts of a born-again believer to capture the lives of unsaved people unto the salvation of their souls for all of eternity. Amen?
Amen.
Uncompromising righteous efforts of born-again believers to capture the lives of unsaved people unto the salvation of their souls for all of eternity. What a blessing to have the privilege to participate in that way in Jesus' kingdom purposes. Now, maybe you've noticed there are many different methods of personal evangelism, and it's a popular topic within the realm of Christian books and classes and seminars dedicated to the subject of witnessing and soul winning and helping others find salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And some of the methods are more effective than others. And not every method is biblically supportable, if you could imagine that. But statistics show, catch this now, that 80% of born-again believers came to Christ through a personal relationship with another believer. 80% of the church has come through a personal relationship to some degree or another with another believer. Isn't that amazing? The well-known Bible scholar, Dr. John MacArthur, maybe you've heard of him. Dr. John MacArthur was quoted as saying that Jesus would have failed personal evangelism class in almost every Bible college and seminary that I know. Some of what passes for personal evangelism in modern times, catch this now, doesn't carry the full weight of the gospel message. The Barna Group, Christian Research Organization, maybe you've heard of this organization. If you haven't, I would encourage you to look up the Barna Group online, a Christian research organization who's dedicated to doing Gallup poll standard kind of research for the benefit of the church. Well, in 2016, the Barna Group Christian Research Organization did a survey, and catch this now, they found that 73% of Americans claim to be Christians. Sounds like a really good number, doesn't it? Three quarters of Americans claim to be Christians. But after applying scriptural tests and after applying the full weight of the gospel message, only 31% actually qualify as practicing born-again believers by biblical standards. Much of what passes for personal evangelism in modern times has been characterized as easy believism. Easy believism. A version of evangelism that is a hyper-tolerant, hyper-seeker-sensitive, acculturated version of evangelism that has hollowed out the weightier implications of the gospel message. One of Barna's conclusions from that survey questioned the effectiveness and the continuity of modern-day methods of evangelism compared to biblical parameters for evangelism. You don't have to have the gift of evangelism to evangelize. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 encourages us, however, to do the work of an evangelist. And when you look into that verse, the Greek root word for evangelist means bringer of good tidings. That takes some of the fear out of evangelism, doesn't it? How many of you here would like to be a bringer of good tidings? A bringer of good news, a bringer of good information. Amen?
Amen.
Biblically effective personal evangelism begins with prayer. Consistent, fervent prayer for unbelievers. The consistent, fervent prayer of a believer for unbelievers releases the power of the Holy Spirit to soften hardened hearts and to bring about conviction that leads to repentance. Amen? Can anybody say amen?
Amen.
How burdened are you in your prayers for the unsaved people in your life? When our prayer lives are consistent and meaningful, then the groundwork is prepared in the Spirit for us to engage people in personal evangelism. Amen?
Amen.
Prayer prepares the groundwork in the Spirit for us to then engage people in the natural. Amen?
Amen.
Biblically effective personal evangelism includes knowing what the Bible says. But you don't have to have a seminary training or a Bible college degree to know what the Bible says. You don't have to have the ability to read the ancient Greek or Aramaic languages of the original Bible manuscripts. But catch this now. You do need to have a basic overall understanding of what the Bible says about living this life according to God's standards. Amen?
Amen.
A biblical worldview with an eternal perspective is a key to effective personal evangelism. Amen?
Amen.
Many believers disqualify themselves from witnessing to others for lack of biblical knowledge as a reason for why they don't evangelize others. But there's no good reason with all the biblical information resources that are available to us today. There's no good reason that we can't come to learn what God says about His plan for salvation with an understanding of basic biblical truths to reach others for Christ. Amen?
Amen.
How motivated are you to discover those basic biblical truths that you can then share with others to reach them for Christ? To be able to say, God's Word says this about that. God's Word says this about that. And when you say what God's Word says about that person's life, then the Holy Spirit is activated into the words that you would speak forth into their life. Amen? If we're going to say something, let's say what God's Word says about that person's life. Amen? How motivated are you to discover the life application of biblical truths and to share those truths with others? Most of your Bible knowledge is going to come through personal study. When you come to the church fellowship meeting on Sunday, that's certainly part of it. That can be a supplement. But most of my Bible knowledge came through my own pursuit of Bible study and pressing into the Word each and every day and availing myself to the resources available to press in, and to know what God's Word says about every area of my life topically, to do topical studies in one area of your life or another, to see what God's Word says about that area of your life, to look up every verse in the Bible that has to do with a particular area of your life and decide what God's Word has to say about that area of your life. Amen?
Amen.
It takes a little bit of effort, but once it's in here, it's in here. Amen?
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit can quicken it to your mind to then share with others. Amen?
Amen.
Effective personal evangelism begins with prayer. Effective personal evangelism has a basic understanding of what God's Word says about life on this earth and beyond. Biblically effective personal evangelism also includes a story. We all have a story. Amen? If we've come to know Christ and have experienced forgiveness of sin and His transforming power is in our lives, then we have a story to tell. Amen?
Right.
I'm not who I was. And this is how my life has changed. You can share that with other people. This is who I was before I knew Christ. This is what Christ has done for me. And this is who I am now in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Biblically effective personal evangelism incorporates a personal testimony or a particular vein of your testimony that an unsaved person can relate to. Biblically effective personal evangelism, catch this now, also requires having a right attitude. Much damage has been done in the name of Jesus Christ by self-righteous believers trying to evangelize people without genuine love and humility. Insensitive Bible-thumping hypocrites whose character and lives misrepresent the very gospel that they are imposing on others. God, by His Spirit, is urging each of us afresh today that we should always check our heart motivation before taking action to evangelize others. Most importantly, biblically effective personal evangelism is more about obedience than results.
Amen.
It's often tempting to water down biblical truth in personal evangelism in order to get the response that we desire. Perhaps a mechanical or emotional decision for Christ that doesn't understand the implications of becoming a devoted follower of Christ. But when we do so, when we water down biblical truth to elicit a certain response that we have in mind, it only hinders the greater work that God wants to do in that person's life. And it leaves them disillusioned about the necessary commitment of their decision. In our personal evangelism efforts, it always helps to remind ourselves, catch this now, that we are only responsible to God for our obedience.
That's right.
Not the results of that obedience.
That's right. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
And we must always take care not to contrive a decision from someone without full disclosure. There will be times when we witness to someone lovingly and thoroughly, maybe you've been there as I have, and they seem to have heard what you have to say, and they seem to understand it, but they still choose to walk away from it. How many of you here with me have ever been in that position? Well, let not your hearts be troubled. We're not responsible for their reaction.
That's right.
We are only responsible for the degree of obedience involved in our interaction with that person. Amen?
Amen.
We are only responsible to present the truth as effectively as we know how and to entrust the results to God. Amen?
Amen.
Make no mistake about it. Personal evangelism is the responsibility of every born-again believer. The responsibility to personal evangelism is inseparable from being a born-again believer. Leading others to Christ is inseparable from being a follower of Christ.
Amen.
Now, God calls each of us to different tasks and endows us with different giftings and talents, but the goal is the same. The salvation of the lost. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus came to seek, reach, and save the lost. And as devoted followers of Jesus Christ, we too are called to do the same.
That's right.
To seek and reach and save the lost.
Amen.
That we see in our lives.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
He places each of us strategically to reach the people in our circles of influence for Christ, our neighbors, our co-workers, friends and relatives, and people in the marketplace that we find ourselves engaging with who need to hear the good news about Jesus through you. As professed followers of Jesus Christ, we are all called to cultivate relationships with unsaved people in order to reach them for Christ. And so personal evangelism should be a driving force in our lives and a top of mind thought in our interactions with people, even the unsaved, particularly so. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22 encourages us. Catch this now. Paul speaking to the church then and God by His Spirit speaking to us today, to find as much common ground with unbelievers as we can.
Amen.
Without partaking of their sinful ways, that we may by all means win some to faith in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Without partaking of their sinful ways, find as much common ground as you can with unbelievers, so that by all means you may win some for Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Certainly we're not going to win them all to Christ. There's a place in the Bible where Jesus said, "Wide is the way that leads to destruction. Many more, relatively speaking, will choose that path. Narrow is the way that leads to life. Far fewer, relatively speaking, will choose that path." And so we're not going to win them all to Christ. But as long as we have breath to breathe, God expects us to participate in loving efforts to reach others for Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And as long as we stay surrendered to the Holy Spirit's direction, then He will do it through us. Amen?
Amen.
It's the Holy Spirit that draws people to Christ.
Yes.
We just need to be willing vessels.
Yes. That's right.
Surrender to the Holy Spirit's move through us, through our words and through our actions and through our interactions with people, that when people see us, they would see the Lord.
Yes.
That when people hear us, they would hear the Lord.
Yes.
That when people are engaged by us, they would be engaged by the Lord through the Spirit in us and through us. Amen?
Yes.
It's the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
That leads people to repentance and salvation. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. I think we've all heard this phrase, "I have good news and bad news." Which would you like to hear first? How many of you here usually choose the bad news? Anybody here with me ever choose the bad news first? I like to end on an upswing, right? I'll hear the good news last. Anybody here like to hear the good news first? Anybody? No, I think most people... Oh, Rick likes to hear the good news first. Amen. But here's the point. Biblically effective personal evangelism, catch this now, shares the good news and the bad news. The word gospel literally means good news. But until the full extent of the bad news is understood, the good news cannot be effectively communicated or fully appreciated. To appreciate the good news, a person must first come to grips with the extent and implications of the bad news. Amen?
Amen.
The bad news that man is separated from a perfectly holy and righteous God by his sin. The bad news that God hates sin and can have no sin before Him. The bad news that eternal death and final judgment are inevitable for those who are apart from God. The bad news that man in and of himself is wholly incapable of doing anything about the situation. Without knowing the bad news, you can't fully appreciate the value of the good news.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
The conscious eternal torment of hell for the unsaved versus the conscious eternal bliss of heaven for the saved. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And along those lines, biblically effective personal evangelism understands the implications of the holiness of God. What's missing from much of the conversation of modern day evangelism is the holiness of God. And the fact that God is calling us to be holy as He is holy. To live lives that are wholly set apart for the Lord. Amen? The modern day, the modern time evangelism message appears to be missing much of that communication as we're trying to reach people for Christ. When we understand just how holy God is, we can begin to understand His hatred for sin and His righteous anger against unrepentant sinners. Many people cringe at the idea of God actually hating, because we're more comfortable with Him as a God of love, which He certainly is. But His hatred is real, and it burns against unrepentant sinfulness and wickedness. The unsaved person stands in mortal peril of the eternal wrath of a holy God. An unbeliever is separated from God by his sin, which God hates. And in his unrepentance, there is nothing he can do about it. The unrepentant sinner's nature is corrupt and fallen, and he is dead in his sins with no hope in and of himself of redeeming himself. He cannot save himself in spite of good intentions and good works. It's not salvation by works. We are not saved by works, but by God's grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. We are saved to do good works in Christ and to reach others for Christ. Amen. Amen. Biblically effective personal evangelism. Biblically effective personal evangelism is by salvation through Jesus Christ alone. Jesus Christ alone. Jesus Christ alone. Let's say that together. Jesus Christ alone as Savior and Lord. Sometimes Jesus Christ is offered as an option. And sometimes we're challenged to say to people, Jesus Christ alone. Jesus Christ alone is Savior and Lord. That draws a deeper line in the sand in this politically correct, hyper-tolerant culture that we live in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What man could not do to save himself, God accomplished on the cross of Calvary. Amen? There is no other way to get to heaven except through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ exchanged His righteous, holy nature for our sinful nature so that we can stand before God completely clean and pure. New creations with the old sin nature one day gone forever. Amen?
Amen.
God provided the perfect sacrifice for our sin, not because we deserved it or earned it, but because of His love and grace and mercy. And only those whose natures have been changed by Christ can escape the wrath of God and live in the light of His love and mercy. Amen?
Amen.
If we believe these things and commit our lives to following Christ by faith, we will live eternally with Him in the bliss and glory of heaven one day. And this is the good news. And we are obliged to share it with others, whether they accept it or not. Amen?
Amen.
Bottom line is that our lives would be a living example of the life of Christ in us and through us. A living example of God's holiness. That our lives would be a living example of God's righteousness. That our lives would be a living example of God's love and grace. That our lives would be a living example of God's mercy and faithfulness. That our lives would be real-time examples of Christ that would validate and authenticate our witness to reach others for Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Bow your heads and take a quiet moment of prayer response now to the word of the Lord as it's come to you today.